Welcome everyone to today's episode. I'm Taya Bordick, and today I'm fortunate enough to have the opportunity to interview Isabel Sincera, a recent high school graduate and a freshman at Northeastern University. We will discuss her first experience with the COVID-19 pandemic. Do I have your consent to interview for the COVID-19 Archive Project?
Yes, and thank you for inviting me on your show.
Can you begin by stating today's date and time for documentation?
It's currently 2:39 p.m. on September 18th, 2020.
Thank you. To begin, can you tell me where you were when you first heard the news about the new virus?
I had just come home from school, and I was sitting on the couch with my mother, and we were watching the daily news like we normally do. And that's when I first heard about it.
What was your first thought or reaction to hearing this news?
At first, I was shocked that we didn't know that about this like new virus. And I also was in denial, and I wasn't worried that it was going to come to the US, because at that point it was still only in China.
Yeah, exactly. Do you remember where you were when the state issued the stay-at-home lockdown?
I was actually at work, and on the TV, the reporter basically said that our county in Pennsylvania was issued a mandatory lockdown, and I had to leave work almost immediately.
I can believe that must have been shocking and scary. What else did you feel?
I was still in denial that it was going to last any longer than a couple weeks, and I wasn't nervous about school or anything else, just because I didn't believe that it was going to be something that was long-term.
Mm-hmm. In what ways did the pandemic directly impact your life?
Well, obviously, I wasn't able to go back to work. I also was not able to go back to school, and my prom was taken away from me. My graduation was taken away from me, and I didn't leave the house until June, from the time that the stay at home order was first instated.
How has your opinion of the pandemic changed from the beginning of quarantine to where we are right now?
Well, at first I was angry that everything from my senior year was taken away from me so suddenly and seemingly almost for no reason. Now I look back on it and I have a better understanding that this is just a part of life, and that everybody is going through a challenging time, and there's nothing else that I can do about it besides accepting it.
It's unfortunate to hear that so many of the things that you have been looking forward to for years were taken away from you so quickly. Some speculate that your senior may have ended differently if the government had taken a different course of action. If you were in power, would you change anything about how the pandemic was and still is being handled?
Definitely, I would have changed a couple things. I think that first, we were extremely slow to respond to the pandemic. We knew that this virus was real, and that there was a serious threat of it like coming to America. We had studied based on history that these types of things have a way of spreading, and there were guidelines that we should have followed that were previously discussed that we chose to ignore. I think that when we first heard news of the virus coming to America, it should have been an immediate reaction for the entire country to stay at home, and for everybody to self-quarantine, so that there was no possible way of the virus spreading. Even though I understand that in some senses this wouldn't have been possible, just because accessing groceries, things like that, I think that we could have had a more comprehensive national reaction from the government to try to mitigate the virus, and in my opinion, we were slow and still now there's no national guidelines that we really that are mandatory to follow at this point.
Thank you for sharing. Lastly, any fun hobbies you picked up during your time in quarantine?
Yes. Actually, I picked up puzzles with my mother, even though for years I have despised doing puzzles with her. And so it was funny to see, especially for my mother, that I turned around and that I agreed to complete one with her. And it was only because I was the most bored I've ever been in my entire life, and I never plan on doing another puzzle again.
Puzzles are fun, aren't they? Thank you so much for joining me today, Isabel.
Thank you for having me.